Houston. They was calling it houses, you know.
Poor old lady tried to lick all the butter on the fingers of her.
Mixing the margarine.
She must have thought that her house was haunted.
There's all kinds of stories about haunted houses and trees, you know, where they'd hang people, you know, and you used to just see anything. Imagine that you could see anything, you know. And
mine's better than
that. I can remember when I was a little old kid, they used to have oak trees. They used to have Spanish moss hanging on them at night in the moonlight, you know. Moss blowing, you could just see somebody. Swear somebody was hanging. Somebody hung somebody from that tree, you know. Man, I'm telling you, I thought I was... My daddy had to take me back to an oak tree one night. He physically took me back, you know, to prove to me that I didn't see a man in that oak tree hung.
What'd you call those things that you saw up there, maybe?
A ghost, you know, in other words, I didn't think of it in terms of a ghost, you see. I just could see this moss moving, you know. Of course, now, my dad had to prove to me that it was moss, see.
Sure.
But I thought somebody had hung somebody, see. Of course, I went home, you know, and told him. I said, there's somebody hung a man from that oak tree down there by Joe Pelham's house. No, they didn't, son. I said, yes, they did. I saw it. And, of course, like I said, I was just scared, you know. And he done it for a purpose. He took me back. I didn't want to go, you know, but he physically carried me. He was going to prove to me.
Okay. Now, somebody who leaves a lot of money lying on the table and the door unlocked, you say he's mighty?
Careless.
What about old Aunt Lizzie? Sometimes she just acts kind of...
Contrary? Cantankerous?
Did you ever hear the word, you know, anybody ever say she just...
Fussy old bitch.
Queer. did you ever hear that?
Well, yeah, I've heard use the word queer. You know, she's a queer old gal or something like that. Queer old lady, you know.
Okay.
But we didn't use it like they use it now.
Queer. Well, I mean, now it's using a different...
Yeah, in other words, I know the difference now.
Oh, I see. You know what? Okay, but now it means, means a person who's a homosexual.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, if a man's very sure of his ways and never wants to change, you might say, don't be so...
Contrary?
Contrary, or... Well, this was different from being queer, maybe. This was like being just a person who never wanted to change. Never, I mean, he was just a...
Headstrong.
Headstrong, okay.
Don't be so damn headstrong about it, you know.
Okay. And you might say he was obstinate or...
What? Yeah, obstinate, headstrong.
Did you ever say stubborn?
Stubborn.
All right. Now, somebody you can't joke with him without him losing his temper too easily. He was real
sensitive. I mean,
sensitive. Got easily offended. At, you know, I always want to duke it out with that.
Let's see.
So
mad.
Person who got hit up, who got, you know, got set up mad.